Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and the Unexplainable. These are true stories of answered prayers, angels, breathtaking coincidences, miraculous healing, and messages from heaven. And they show us that miracles are all around us if we open our eyes. Miracles, divine intervention, amazing coincidences, and unexplainable but welcome surprises happen every day for people from all walks of life. For example, in this book, we have a story from Gina. She fell on the sidewalk and broke her engagement ring, and she lost her diamond, and she looked for it for days. Half a year later, her husband's friend tracked that diamond into their house on the bottom of his muddy work boots. And then there's a story from Ross, whose wife was paralyzed and unable to speak due to Parkinson's. As she lay dying, she moved her arms and talked to Ross for 25 minutes, reviewing their life together right before she passed. And then there's a story from Brenda. Brenda had no money to buy wood for the fireplace that was her family's only source of heat. But then, minutes after she prayed for help, a boy knocked on the door offering her free firewood. And then there's a story from Judy. She sensed that someone she loved was in trouble and needed her to pray for help. At that exact moment, a mysterious police officer walked into the deli where Judy's daughter was working and was being robbed. And another story contributor to this book was Dolores. She had a premonition that she should return home to her husband instead of doing errands. And there she found him having a stroke, and she was able to get him to the hospital in time to stop it. And then there was Richard, who died during a car accident and came back, then died again in the hospital and came back. And he says that his beloved dead grandfather sent him back both times, saying that it was not his time. So, all in all, we have 101 stories in this book that are just hard to explain away. And today I'm going to share two of those stories. The first is by H.R. Hook, who tells us that her dog Toby died unexpectedly at only 2 years of age. That little dog, a beagle mix, had been her son's best friend and only playmate. But Toby's death was so tragic that the family couldn't bring themselves to get another dog right away. And they had a newborn baby anyway, so that was a new addition to the family that already required some adjustment. Eventually, though, they realized that Toby's absence created too big a hole in their son's life, and they started looking for a rescue dog online. They wanted a female who would be submissive, relaxed, and gentle with kids. And HR also believed in miracles and trusted that if she prayed while they searched online, God would answer. She told her son they were looking for a new dog, and he said matter-of-factly, "Mom, we need to go see Bailey." They weren't looking at any dogs named Bailey, so HR asked who Bailey was, and her son said, "She's the black, white, purple, and blue one at the place where doggies get haircuts." HR had no idea what dog he was talking about. They had not been to the groomer at PetSmart, and they hadn't seen any dog like that online, so she left her son's room very confused. She says, "The next day, I searched the internet for any black and white dogs named Bailey who were up for adoption. I didn't find one, but there was a black and white border collie named Lucy who would be at PetSmart that weekend. So on Saturday morning, the family went to PetSmart and discovered that Lucy had just been adopted. There was another dog, though, one that hadn't been advertised online, and her name was Bailey. HR got chills. She asked what color Bailey was. Well, she was black and white. And when HR saw her, she realized that the black spots on her belly looked purple against her pink skin, and she had a new row of blue stitches from her spaying procedure. This was Bailey in all her black, white, purple, and blue glory. HR was astounded. Clearly, this was their dog. She says, "Whether by dream, vision, or divine knowledge, God clearly communicated with our little boy about our new family dog. So at this point, I didn't care if they thought I was a lunatic. With my husband on the way and our divine gift in front of me, I immediately told the worker we'd take her." The adoption worker couldn't believe they were adopting the dog without even asking for her to be removed from the crate. It's been more than 6 years now, and Bailey Rose, a 70-pound pointer hound mix, continues to delight the family. She is relaxed, loving, and gentle, and she's unlike any dog they've ever known. Even as a puppy, she was unusually quiet, easy to house train, and never difficult in any way. She is definitely their miracle dog. Tammy Childers has another story about a miracle. In her case, things didn't start so miraculously because her story begins with her coming up with $1,900 to pay for repairing the transmission in her car. She would have just enough to pay for the repair if she used up all her savings and maxed out her credit card. But there was no choice. She needed transportation. Unfortunately, she had wanted to get her son the skateboard he desperately wanted. Shane was turning 9, and they'd been visiting the skateboard shop every week for months to discuss the custom skateboard that Shane wanted. Tammy couldn't believe that now she'd have to tell Shane that she couldn't get him the skateboard after all. Well, his birthday arrived, and he started the day enthusiastically talking about the new skateboard. Tammy hadn't disclosed to him that all their money had gone into the car's transmission. She was still holding out hope that somehow she would find a way. On the way to school, Shane went over the plans for his big day. Tammy was to pick up Shane and his friend Derek after school, and they would go straight to the skate shop. Shane would get his skateboard, and then they would pick up his sister Scarlett from her school and go to the skate park. Tammy pretended this was all going to happen while she fought back her tears. Finally, after dropping off the kids for school, Tammy let her tears flow. She says, "Life had been difficult for too long, and the struggle had finally caught up to me. I felt guilty for not being able to keep my promise to my son and for not explaining it to him sooner. I felt guilty for not being able to provide better for my children and for other things that had happened that were beyond my control. I felt so tired, overwhelmed, and sad." After she finished crying, she began praying. She continued driving home, and as she was waiting at a light, she saw something on the ground across the street. It looked like money. There were no cars around, so she hopped out, ran across the street, and picked up the cash. It was a $100 bill. And then she saw 4 more bills nearby. She gathered them up and ran back to her car. She had picked up $108, which was the exact cost of the skateboard. $100 plus $8 in sales tax. Tammy says, "As I think back now on that strange event, I am still baffled. At that time of morning, there was always bumper-to-bumper traffic on that street. So where were the other cars that day? The cash was across the street, 3 traffic lanes away and in the shadow of the gutter. So how could I possibly have seen it? What were the odds of me finding the exact amount that I had asked for in my prayer? Some might call it coincidence. Others might say that the universe provided. But my heart tells me that it was a miraculous gift from God." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and the Unexplainable. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. And you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this new collection, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email every day. Just go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign up option. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness, about why you should get back to your authentic self.